When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, 5 o'clock hour coming at you right before the Huskers hopefully tip off and then bust those Wolverines head open to the white meat. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. By the time we get done with the show, they might open up another location. So I just discovered that it was that the 85th and Andromat was close to me. So 85th and Holdridge was my favorite one, but now I gotta go over there. So
Havelock.
Yeah. So hey man, a lot going on. But you know what? It is now officially that we'll get the basketball again right before six, and then we turn to the Ticket weeknights and before the game. But it is officially NFL Combine time.
Underwear Olympics,
baby. Underwear Olympics, and stupid takes and clickbait source information coming right out of there. The first one up is, which I'm going to tell you this, and I've never been in this position. I was fortunate enough to go to the combine. I knew I wasn't going to be a first round draft choice. So what they are doing now, and plus the magnitude of the combine now is significantly different. But more importantly, Shedeur Sanders is not going to throw at the combine. So you got every Tom, Dick, and Harry saying he's missing an opportunity to show why he's the number one quarterback. He's the number one quarterback. Him and Cam Ward are 1A or 1B.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. He's thrown 85 million passes. He's thrown them with the amount of NFL scouts, GMs, head coaches, if they can, and coaches or whatever, have seen him throw. And they've seen him throw since high school. They know he's well coached. And you know, for him, he probably feels it's better for him to throw probably back at Colorado's pro day, probably to Travis Hunter. And I don't think Travis Hunter is going to run. He doesn't need to. I mean, you know, people try to make a big deal about it. Like, in some cases, you should. If I was number five, so say I was Will Howard, you know, kind of in the mix, anywhere from three on down, you got to throw. When you're Shedeur Sanders, you don't have to throw, because Shedeur Sanders really is only probably talk. Like when I went, I would have talked to 100 teams. And there was only
100 out of 32.
Yes. I would have came back.
All three of them twice and four of them.
I would have interviewed two or three times for him, and some of them with four. Right. And so he's only needing to talk to probably a handful of teams. Same with Cam Ward. They're going to private workout him. His thing is going to be private workouts. I think the big thing is he gets all the interviews out of the way and all the fluff out of the way. And then just sets everything up for when he, you know, has his, one-on-one time, you know, for, you know, pre-draft visit or workouts. But everybody wants, I mean, the Sanders last name drives the needle.
Mm-hmm. The 1500 college pass attempts probably give you a pretty good idea of what he can do and not
right.
do.
And the way that he played better, he played his worst game, obviously, was against Nebraska, and it was pretty much 2-3 plays. And then he played phenomenally down the stretch, and he improved his athletic ability. You know, as far as he's quicker, he ran the ball quicker, he improved on some of the weaknesses that he was told that he had in the offseason last year. And then now it just comes down to between him and Cam Ward, you know, what's your flavor? You want a guy with more pizzazz and maybe not as polished, but the exciting play? Or do you want a guy that's probably more ready to win right now? Both of them, I think, are good leaders in their own way. Both of them are tough kids. Both of them are going to come in with a lot to prove, and they both want to be great. So I think there's no downside to whoever you pick. I think they're both pretty clean off the field. I think Cam Ward probably has some maturity issues, but I don't think they're so bad. It's not like Ryan Leaf versus Peyton Manning. They're not so far on one side of the spectrum or not.
44-24 chimes in on this, Jay, on our Starter Heyman Jewelers text line.
Here we go.
What team gives Shadur the best chance for that success right now? What's the best fit for him in the top five, I guess?
All right, well, let's look right now.
Your NFL draft order is, my computer loads, Titans, Browns, Giants, Patriots, Jaguars is the top five. You're not buying any of them?
Hold on. Let me think of Titans, Browns,
Giants, Pats, Jags.
I think probably the Giants because they have neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Jags aren't moving Trevor.
Right. And they got Wandell Robinson. Decent enough running game. And you're going to assume that the offensive line is going to be addressed in the defense as well. But I just think the fact that the Giants have a number one receiver. Cleveland does as well. Here's the thing. I would say Cleveland has Deshaun Watson's still there. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't even think Cleveland's going to draft a quarterback. You're on the books for a lot of money with Deshaun mm-hmm. Watson. You probably could bring back Jameis and actually just allow him to be a true bridge. But then it's like, it's the fancy on a 1-year hot seat, right? He's calling plays now. Now you got to look at, okay, I think he fits in Cleveland as a pro-style quarterback. That's why I think Deshaun Watson doesn't fit there because his skill set doesn't fit with Stefanski like. There's Stefanski like
what he wants to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Baker did well until he got hurt. Kirk Cousins does well in his type of system, mm-hmm. right, from Minnesota.
Yep.
Those are guys. Shador's more like that. So I don't think he fits there, but I think the Giants fit is good because I think Dable will bounce back. They will be better. I don't think they'll be better than Washington or Philly, but they'll be better. And they have a true number one receiver.
If you're the Giants, Jay, we've heard some rumblings or some smoke around this. Would you rather draft Shadur Sanders in the top five or trade for Matthew Stafford? For next year, it's probably Stafford.
For next year, Stafford.
For the next 3 years?
Stafford's looking for a pay raise because he's grossly underpaid.
Yeah.
So when you trade for him, I think he's what, 38?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then mm-hmm. you're committing to him until at least 40. Mm-hmm. So that you're essentially for your time being, you can't do a Kirk Cousins and trade for him and then draft another. This is our guy. So when I look at, I think Tyrone Tracy's a good running back. Wandell Robinson, I think, is a decent number two. Darius Slayton, okay, right? Malik Nabers. The guy that can really make this wide receiver group go is Jalin Hyatt, I think, if he improves. But then also I think they need to get a mid-level free agent to kind of, you know, I think you can combine Robinson and Slayton and then get a true number two. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like you know, Juju Smith-Schuster from years past that can't wait Kansas City did.
Yeah.
You know? And then tight end is a little bit of a hole. So you can find one. And the offensive line is just riddled by injuries. And so they need to get better. You need Evan Neal to be good. Andrew Thomas, when healthy, is locked down. So your two bookends, and then Schmitz is a really, really good senior or center. And then you got to look at defense to get better there. You got some guys, but now you need Kevon Thibodeau, to play like he did 2 years ago, which, and then also how he did towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. It's focus. And so I think the Giants are the probably better fit for Stafford if I'm able to save my job too. And I'm willing to commit 2 years to him. Will they do it or not? Who knows? Because you could also save your job as a GM and head coach. Well, we got a rookie quarterback. That's how they do it. So if I'm the Giants, I draft Shedeur Sanders. I don't think Stafford would want to go to the Giants. It's too much of a risk. I would tell them it's too much of a risk. But if they're going to pay him, then go. But
risk of what?
Not winning. Now, if they're paying you, sure. But yeah.
But let's not pretend like Matthew Stafford's whole career has been built up with winning. That's why that Super Bowl meant so much for him and his legacy. I mean, he was on the Philip Rivers track.
Oh, he was, I think, less. I like Philip Rivers' career. If he matched him up until, I'm just talking about playing wise. Okay. Forget the stats. Okay.
I will not look up stats.
I'll just look at playing wise.
Okay.
And playing well in big games. I think Philip Rivers, when he actually played on a torn ACL out there against New England and lit them up, that cemented him as a tough quarterback, X, Y, and Z. I mean, if I'm Stafford, sure, you go there. But if I'm Stafford, to be honest with you, well, and this is where this could bring in Shedeur Sanders as well, the Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, you get to go under Tom Brady, or Tom Brady's in the building or a part of it. So the trust level is a lot higher than previous.
Elevates.
Right? Mm-hmm. A legit GM, coach, right? Pete Carroll, a winning culture, knows how to galvanize guys and get the most out of the players, right? Mm-hmm. So the respect level is there. And Pete respects veterans. I like
it. Big time.
Mm-hmm. Now you're in the AFC West. You got Mahomes. It might be a tough task, right? But if you don't go to New York, that's the first place I try to go. And I could go there for a two-year deal, essentially front-loaded, make some money, and then it's an option after that. But if he goes to New York, either New York teams, with the Jets as well, I think the Jets is probably the best option. Defense is there. You got now.
Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
Garrett Wilson.
Tyler Conklin. Right. And then you think the offensive line is going to be healthy. They're going to replenish. Now, Devontae Adams won't be there, but I think, he wasn't really there last year anyways, just because of Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think signing Stafford could convince Devontae Adams to stay? Or you think he's gone?
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that would convince him to stay.
It convinced me to stay, by the wide receiver. Yeah,
it would convince me to stay. And it would, I think, bring out the best in Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
But I think also with Aaron Rodgers, he fits in this as well. Pittsburgh could be a player for him if they don't keep Justin Fields. But I think the owner said that essentially they're going to keep one of them.
Yeah.
But then also I could see Aaron Rodgers being it. There's plenty. But I think for Matthew Stafford, I can see him going to New York. But then more importantly, I think for Shedeur, to answer your questions, I think the Giants, I think the Raiders, and then anybody else after that, it'd be great. But then also I think Cam Ward fits in there as well. I can see Cam Ward. Now, I think the Tennessee's saying they're going to pick Abdul Carter number one. I'm not sold on him. I think he's a really good player.
Ooh,
that's what they've been saying. He's number one.
So if you're the Titans, you'd rather take Cam Ward 1-1? You'd rather take Shedeur 1-1 over Abdul Carter?
If I'm the Titans, I like Shedeur. But I like Cam Ward as well. I think you can't miss. It's all about what type of style you want in your offense. Now you have to look at Callahan. What's he like? I think Joe Burrow.
Shador.
So, and I could Cleveland could, but man, do you want to go to Cleveland if you're a quarterback?
No. You've seen the jersey the guy made.
Right. So
the running list. I wouldn't want to go to Cleveland anyways, regardless of possession.
But. Right. Then
well, especially if they're shipping Myles Garrett out of town.
Right. And he wants to be out. New Orleans could be a landing spot for all three of those quarterbacks. Because you got to think the draft has three number one quarterbacks. Stafford, Shador, Cam Ward. They're already letting you know he's out there. He'd be the number one pick now.
Mm-hmm.
Now you, just based on, you know, knowing what you get. New Orleans needs a quarterback, potentially.
Before we go any further, I do just want to throw this out there. We completely skipped over the fact that the Rams have not said they're trading Stafford. They're letting his agent talk to other teams to gauge his market value.
Mm-hmm.
We can just kind of roll our eyes, wave that away, and say you're looking to trade him.
Well,
you don't want to pay him.
Here's what it is that they remember this went on last year. It went on last offseason, all the way up until July, June or July, which is a long time for a franchise quarterback that you essentially traded your other franchise quarterback for and helped them become the number one team in the NFC and all this other stuff. So I think when they say that, they don't want to be the person to break up. They're like, why don't you go out and see what you get? And then they, what they're hoping, it's kind of like Saquon. They're banking on that he's not going to have a market. So then they can sign him back to the deal that they want to sign him back to.
See, we told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we love you. You know, we allowed you to go get your feelers out there. Then, you know, you get to come. So, but I think ultimately with teams, they're going to back off knowing if you're thinking about trading him, even thinking about it, eventually you're going to cut him. Because what will happen is a team they know they can sign you. You'll have a deal set. And it's like, just, you know, make them cut you.
So the other aspect of this conversation then, Jay, is some of those teams in the middle.
You're going to have to trade up. Seattle.
Well, I'm not saying trade up. I'm saying how many of those teams in the middle are a quarterback away that would go trade for Matthew Stafford?
Seattle. But you got a lot of money invested in Geno.
Atlanta's already got two young quarterbacks. Kyler Murray played better under Cliff this year. Indy, its feelings are clear. If you're Miami, would you
I would.
Try to push all in for Stafford? I mean, you'd have to give Tua up to the Rams. Does McVay like that? I think you could work with it.
Oh, are you right? He like that. And then also, what about the 49ers?
That's where I was going to finish. Mm-hmm.
What about, I mean, the
trade for Stafford instead of pay Purdy?
They don't care.
I don't know. Yeah. Worth the conversation, at least.
Yeah. I mean, the Saints need a quarterback.
But do you want to trade in division? That's the other problem, though, with what you'd have to give up to get him.
Yeah.
I don't know what Stafford's worth in terms of picks or players, but I know a lot of teams don't like to trade in division.
And what about Indy?
I would be here for it. I wouldn't hate it. You've been on record as saying Indy's pretty much a ready to win team.
I think they
it's
got
just been the quarterback.
I think they have a pretty good roster.
I think they played down a little bit. I don't think everyone has elevated themselves. I think if they make the move for Matthew Stafford instead of Philip Rivers back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're still rolling with Stafford. Yeah. You have my ear, but obviously there are a lot of reasons why that wasn't gonna
happen. I think Indianapolis is this. And I'll say this before we go to break. They're a small market team. They played well the prior year. So it was, they had that. It's kind of like Nebraska where you have like, you remember when we were 3-9 and you're getting a lot of hype. Mm-hmm. And so you're walking around like you're 9-3.
Yeah.
And you're believing that we're really good. And really, I think they really started to feel themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
No, I, yes.
And then they didn't perform. And then Anthony Richardson was essentially just given the team. Whereas, I guess you could have really, really committed to Joe Flacco and then kind of – because Anthony Richardson needed so much development and work on and off the field, as we've seen. And he's willing to do it, but you can't fast forward that process. But when you look at this right here, take the quarterback out of it. Jonathan Taylor, Pro Bowl running back. When he's healthy, he's the real deal. He's a home run threat in the running game and pass game, and he's a pretty good pass protector. So he's the number one. Trey Sermon, really good backup. Goodson as well, even though he fumbled against Houston, right?
oh, he just didn't even catch it. Yeah, chance to fumble.
I don't know if that pass. I don't know if that pass is really good.
No, it's not.
Michael Michael Pittman Jr. I like him as your number one.
He's a serviceable one. I think he's best as a two,
but
he's played up a little bit
with a run game. I like with Jonathan Taylor rolling. He actually becomes a one.
Yeah,
it's kind of all based on that.
Right? I think Downs is the best receiver.
I was just about to say it. Now you got Downs, right? Mm-hmm. I like Alec Pierce, right?
You too. Talk about cold white boy.
He is right on his sneak too.
I know
he's like he looks like a librarian, right?
Cincinnati's
finest. And then right here you got Ryan Kelly and Quentin Nelson. Yeah, you got two perennial Pro Bowlers.
I like their young offensive linemen too.
Right, so you just got to get everybody healthy and tight end.
No, need a draft.
Right, but you can do that though, mm-hmm. right? You can find or you can free agency a tight end that guy you know that needs a shot, right? Mm-hmm. Quiddy Pegg, I like him. Buckner, like him. Stewart, I like him. We've seen him against the Vikings. Then you got Latu, the first round pick from UCLA, who I like. You got Raekwon Davis from Ohio State. Tyquan Lewis from Ohio State too, right?
I think Tyquan's on the way out.
Okay, you might. Okay, I'm just looking at the date right here. Yeah. And then, hey, I gotta give him a shot. Fal'Darius Payne, he's on the
no shot. Track.
Yeah, he's number. Yeah, he's number three.
How about that?
Right. And then the linebackers are generally pretty good, and their defense
also might be on the way out with Anarumo's scheme.
We'll right, see. But Franklin's going to be there. He's a tackling machine.
Yeah.
So you like that stalwart, and then Kenny Moore and all those guys are good. So you have like when you
look need at a corner, need a safety,
and you can get those draft. Here's where you could play corner and safety easier for Indianapolis than any. Well, not than anybody else, but this is where you see the emergence of Stingley to go from kind of injury prone, decent. Pass rush.
Yeah.
And they can stop the run. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you're thinking about a quarterback position, you think, like, okay, we're paying Anthony Richardson, probably overpaying him. Do you bring in a Geno Smith in a trade and then which allows the Seahawks to either draft a quarterback or get Stafford, kind of like an NBA type of deal, right?
Right. Three team ish. Yeah.
I like Geno for a couple year or two at a pretty good price tag versus overpaying for a Joe Flacco. I like Joe Flacco when he's healthy. He's just too injury prone right now, but he's still cold. He can still sling it though.
Yeah.
So I think it just, you know, the draft is quarterback needy, but there's not a lot of spots. This quarterback class is going to be predicated on what the lower guys after Shador and Cam Ward do.
It's also kind of funny to circle back around your original point. We had a few days online where Tyler Shuck's name got thrown around as QB3.
I know.
He's like an 18th year senior. And that's no disrespect. Yeah. He played some okay football. But agent sent a message to the right person to get Tyler Shuck's name in the news cycle for 3 days?
It's everybody that wants to, be the guy that talks about the, you know, the Brett Favre or whatever.
Right.
So. I mean, I just think it's a very interesting draft. I think teams also are hanging their hat on quarterbacks that truly aren't number ones. Let me ask you this, yes or no. Are you really sold on Brock Purdy?
No.
And I think by his play, because Joe Montana likes him, but by his play, I am. San Francisco's not sold on him. But I don't know if it's San Francisco being cheap or they see him every day and understands that like he might have some weaknesses that nobody else talks about.
I like Brock Purdy for the right price. My worry is that I'm kind of in the San Francisco camp of how much do we have to pay to keep him? Brock's good. Brock's fine. I think he's better right now than Jared Goff was for the Rams at the same point in their careers.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think a team like Arizona at 16. You could pick a quarterback. Yeah, you have Kyler Murray. You can get a rookie deal at 16. Mm-hmm. Or you could trade down and draft whoever. I mean, you got to think there's going to be a team that takes a quarterback that you don't really think like, dang, they can take a quarterback. I mean, Pittsburgh could bring Justin Fields and draft somebody.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But Justin Fields needs to come to Indy to be Richardson's backup.
Yeah, it's crazy that Justin Fields went from starter, a weapon, to all of a sudden he can't play quarterback, and now you got to go back up a dude that ain't won nothing. That's crazy, man. I'm telling you, this draft, before we go to break, I'm telling you, where you get drafted and who, like, where you get drafted, where the support is, and how you start your career. I mean, it can make or break your whole career, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then look at Geno Smith. He got lucky to get he got jettisoned out there to the middle of nowhere. That was like punishment.
Yeah.
And
go have fun. Right. Oh, well.
Comeback player of the year. He got a huge contract. Now he's a starter again. And you never hear about his days in New York. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, I think he was very immature. He was a bad teammate and all that. But ultimately, he was on some bad teams. But we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.